Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mary Hoig, and she is the president of the Cass County Genealogical Society. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, LaVon.
Mary, I always have trouble saying that word.
Genealogy or genealogical?
That one. It just rolls right off your tongue because, of course, you've gotten really involved and you're the current president of the Cass County Group. So I thought, you know, the group has been around for quite a while, but maybe people don't know that. And just like I'm all of a sudden, I'm sort of interested in that. So we need to tell people where you meet, when you meet, and that basic information.
Okay. Well, we meet the fourth Thursday of the month at the library, at the public library in the meeting room downstairs. We have a room in the library, and it is open usually on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. We need to have a volunteer be available for the room to be open. So people can call the library another day if they wish, you know, and if one of us are available to come and be there, they're welcome to come and do some research at that time, too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of volunteers, and so that's why, you know, it's only open certain days, but we're trying to accommodate.
So if you had more volunteers, it would be open more often.
Exactly.
Yes. And, you know, Mary, maybe one of the ways to get people involved is to come and visit a meeting or two and see, you know, is this something I'd really like to do? And I know that you have some programs throughout the year during your meeting. So you have one coming up that I want to mention, and we're probably going to follow up on.
Oh, yes, we do have one. I'm really excited. Colleen Wilbur from Macedonia. I got confused. Macedonia, Iowa, is going to be at our February 27th meeting, and we meet at 1 o'clock, by the way, if I didn't say that before. And she is going to do a presentation on pioneer women and the quilts they made.
Now, a little bit, just a smidge of background. When you said Messina, hey, I know why you got confused, because that's where her family is. That's where she came from, right?
Yes.
Yes. So it was Colleen Curry?
No. Colleen Wilbur.
Yes, but wasn't her maiden name Curry?
You know what? I can't tell you that.
I think it was. If not, we're going to figure that out. But I, you know, yes, her married name is Wilbur, and so we're looking forward to having her here. And so, you know, if you don't think you're interested in genealogy, maybe you're interested in quilts.
Maybe you're interested in quilts. Exactly. I'm excited for her to come, and because I do quilting myself. And I just think it'll be so cool to see some of the patterns that were used perhaps in the Civil War era and other times. She says she's a quilter herself, so I'm sure she'll bring some samples.
Oh, yes, and we can ooh and ah over those. And even if we don't want a quilt, we can appreciate all the work that goes into them. So that's just one of the programs. You have a variety of programs throughout the year during your meetings.
Yeah, we have purchased some CDs and the last few years, and going on to 2015, I would, I'm sure, is the celebration of the Civil War. And so we have some Civil War CDs that we have obtained, and we've done one program last fall and had a good attendance. And we have a couple more that we probably will be showing during this upcoming year. So anyone who's interested in that, we're open to any suggestions. If somebody has an idea of something they would like to do for a program. Mm-hmm. Last year we had Sue Fisher came and showed us how to do about some restoration of old pictures. By the way, she does wonderful work. She took one of our members' old picture and restored it. It was torn and really bad looking, and Sue won an award with it.
Whoa, interesting. Yes. And so that's, you know, just knowing that right here is a piece of information that a lot of us didn't know. And so we know about that now because of your group in working on genealogy. Now, there, in addition to all of the resources at the library, I noticed the other day when I went to the recorder's office that that's another resource we have.
The recorder's office?
Yes.
Oh, bless their hearts. Yes. Yes, at the recorder's office you can find land records, you can find marriage, deaths, births, if they have them. There are naturalization records there, You know, I think you can find just about anything in the recorder's office that you might be looking for as far as genealogy goes, except divorce, and those are in the clerk's office.
Oh, okay. But that information is also readily available. And I know they really help you out there. You know, if they've got a long line of people, that may not be the day to go. But I guess, you know, it might be good to call ahead and say, I really want to come in and look at some records. And maybe that would be useful to them, and they can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Good. And there are lots of resources available. And you have some of those available at the library in terms of computer. Do you give people computer help?
We do give people computer help. We do research ourselves. If somebody, we have quite a number of people who contact us from out of state, and you know that they're not able to come to Atlantic to the library or to the courthouse, and so we do research for them online. You can go to Ancestry.com is a paid subscription. You need a paid subscription. There is Find a Grave is a really good source of information. Many times you'll find someone that you're looking for, find their the cemetery where they are buried. It's a free, you don't have to subscribe to it, it's free. And many times somebody will have put an obituary on or some family history that you go, oh, hello, I'm so excited to find that, you know. And so let's see, we have Ancestry.com, Find a Grave. Family Search is the Mormon page, and it's a free search engine, too, and they have a lot of information on there. Many of the newspapers are online. You can that's a paid subscription, however, but you can find many old newspapers online. There's just a wealth of information out there anymore. Didn't used to be. But.
And there certainly can be some surprises.
Yes.
Now, Mary, when and how did you get interested in genealogy?
Oh, I have been interested for many, many years, but I don't seem to get very far. I remember when I was quite young, one of my mother's uncles had traced some of our family back to Ireland, and I was just excited about that, I guess. And then as I grew a little older, my father only knew his grandparents' name and didn't know anything beyond that. And so I don't know, and it's just something you either like to do or you don't like to do.
Well, it's to me kind of like being a detective.
It is.
You never know what's going to turn up.
It's like a puzzle too.
Fit those pieces together. So just interesting kinds of things, and it's so great that you have this group here in Cass County, but there are groups in a lot of counties.
Oh yes. Actually, I wanted to remind people or tell people that if you're on Facebook, Cass County Genealogical Society has a Facebook page, and you can look for it and like it or, you know, check it out and see what's on there. Most of the counties do have a genealogical society or a historical society. Most states do. Online, you can find the Iowa Gen Web, or you can find Nebraska Gen Web, you know, and those things are free. They're free sites to check. And you can, Roots Web is another search, and those are free sites. And that's a query kind of thing. You would write a query. You would say, I'm looking for my great-great-grandfather, you know, who lived in Cass County for a while. And perhaps somebody on that site can help you with the information you're looking for.
All right. So lots of helps, and that's one of the things that members of your group are just so helpful with. And, you know, I think you're also passionate, enthusiastic about it, that you want to help other people get that excitement, too. So so let's remind people when the next meeting is.
The next meeting is February the 27th, Thursday, at 1 p.m. at the library, and Colleen Wilbur will be our guest speaker with the Pioneer Women and the quilts they made.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Mary Hoig, for visiting with us. And until next time, remember all of those secrets from the past.
Oh, thank you, LaVon.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.